Sport.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio Cornwall's non-league football review. I'm Jack Murley. We start, as always, with a look at the classified scores. Conference South. Truro City 2, Tunbridge Angels 0. FA VAR's second round. Bemerton Heath Harlequins 3, Saltash United 1. Bodmin Town 1, Larkhall Athletic 1. Bournemouth 4, Torpoint Athletic 0. Cadbury Heath Harlequins 1, Falmouth Town 2. Peninsula Premier League. Bovey Tracy 1, Penzance 0. Dartmouth 0, Launceston 1. Liskard Athletic 2, Witheridge 1. Royal Marines 0, Elberton Villa 3. St Austell 2, Campbellford 0. Tavistock 2, St Blasey 1. Division 1 West. Callington Town 1, Truro City 5. Dobbles 0, Vospers Oak Villa 4. Godolphin Atlantic 0, Weybridge Town 0. Hale 5, Perranporth 0. Helston Athletic 2, Foxhall Stars 0. Mousel 1, Plimstock United 4. Porthleven 3, Holsworthy 2. St Dennis 0, Newquay 5. After a two-week break consumed by off-the-field issues, Truro City returned to Conference South action against playoff hopefuls Tonbridge Angels. It was an absorbing contest.
Curled ball into the box, Barry Hales is lurking, Truro applying the pressure, Les Affle through the legs of the Tunbridge defenders, and with 21 minutes played, Les Affle has put Truro City ahead.
They've got the goalkeepers out of his area, Truro have got a chance, it breaks to Palmer, can he finish it? Palmer finishes the game for Truro City! It's 2-0!
Yes, Ed Palmer's goal with virtually the last kick of the game proved enough to secure City a highly deserved 3 points. Lee Hodges says the past couple of weeks have really taken a toll on him personally.
Yeah, it's taken a hell of a lot. Let me tell you, this is my first managerial job, and I speak to a lot of people, and you know, they all tell me one thing, some tell me another, but it's draining. You know, at times I think over the last, especially couple of weeks, it's hard to, you pick a team and then you're thinking, well, is the team going to play? And you're not sure in any situation, and I try and talk to the players a lot on the phone, and we try and get them, you know, motivated and ready to go. And, you know, I've had a lot of sleepless nights these last couple of weeks, but probably a little bit emotionally drained today.
Four Cornish clubs were in FA VAR's action this weekend. Saltash United and Torpoint Athletic were both knocked out of the competition, but Falmouth Town won a place in the third round with a last-gasp strike against Cadbury Heath Harlequins. Bodmin Town earned a replay after snatching a 1-1 draw against Larkhall Athletic. Here's boss Darren Gilbert.
We didn't start first half today. Very disappointed with our first half performance, but that could be a bit of an hangover from Wednesday, but went in, had a chat half-time. We needed to up the pace. We needed to get the ball in feet better. We needed to get tight to people. We needed to get our tackles in. I thought we did that second half. I thought we were outstanding the second half. We really come back into it against a good Larkhall side. We had the battle. And then, you know, on the night or on the afternoon, I think we deserved it, to be perfectly honest.
Liskard Athletic ended the weekend in third place in the Peninsula Premier League after a 3-1 win over Witheridge. Though disappointed that they conceded, manager Darren Edwards is happy with his side's low-key rise to the top.
I'm disappointed we didn't keep a clean sheet today because I thought we could have done. But yeah, we just see the games out and keep picking up points. And I think we're doing it quietly, and we'll stay up there in the right end of the table where we want to be.
Another week, another win for Glyn Hooper's Newquay side. The Peppermints are now 11 points clear at the top of Division 1 West after a 5-0 win away at St Dennis. Assistant manager Phil Lafferty says it reflects the bosses' drive for perfection.
A lot of time and work's been spent, you know, with the lads, with what we expect. You know, no one has higher standards than Glyn, and you only get involved with Glyn if your standards are going to match or come close to them.
Well, that's all we have time for this week. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Sport.
BBC Radio Cornwall.